This is Dial the Saint, introducing St. Pedro de San Jose Betancourt, better known as Juan Diego. The story of the events in Juan Diego's life shows the constant love and concern Mary has for everyone, since she is both the Mother of God and our spiritual mother. It is good to study why Mary appeared in 1531 to a poor Aztec Indian living in Mexico, which had just been conquered for Spain. The Spanish conquistador Cortes had followed Columbus to the New World, found the Aztec nation in Mexico numbered about 9 million people. Its religion was based upon pagan gods, and in particular, the feathered flying snake god of war, to whom the Aztecs and their conquered nations sacrificed more than 20,000 young men and women each year. The Spaniards found little acceptance, and to make matters worse, there was growing talk of rebellion.
Juan Diego was about 50 years old when his wife died in 1529. After this, he moved near his elderly uncle to care for him. Juan's occupation was a farmer. He was a recent convert to Christianity and, because of his age, was highly regarded by his neighbors. On the morning of the 9th of December in 1531, which was the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, he set out early to attend Mass at the nearest church, which was 9 miles away. As he was going around the hill called Tepeyac, a beautiful young girl appeared to him and said that she was the Virgin Mary, Mother of the True God. She gave him a message to deliver to the Bishop of Mexico, saying that she wished a church to be built on that very spot. The skeptical bishop told Juan to ask the lady for a sign to prove that she was really the Virgin Mary. Later, the Virgin Mary appeared again to Juan and told him to go to a certain barren spot on the hill where he should pick the roses he found and take them to the bishop. Even though the ground was rocky and December was not the season for flowers to bloom, Juan Diego found the most beautiful Castilian roses growing. He picked them, arranged them according to Mary's instructions, and carried them in his cloak, or tilma, to show to the bishop. When Juan opened his tilma, the bishop saw not only the beautiful roses, but also a picture made by God of his mother, the beautiful young girl, imprinted on the fabric.
The bishop was convinced, and within 2 weeks a chapel was completed at the foot of Tepeyac Hill, which housed Juan Diego and his tilma. For the next 17 years until his death, Juan lived here and explained over and over to the thousands of people who came the story of how the Mother of God visited him.
To the native Aztecs, this image on Juan's tilma held deep meanings. Their writing at that time used pictures to convey ideas, and Mary's picture brought them promises of a new life. The fur trim of her dress, the bright greenish-blue of her mantle, its stars, and gold border told them that she was a queen. She stood on a black crescent which represented evil, meaning that she had destroyed the power of the Aztec feathered stone serpent of war. At her neck was a brooch bearing a black cross, the sign of the Spaniards' religion, and from behind her streamed the rays of the sun, meaning that she was greater than even the sun. She overshadowed its light, and therefore was more powerful than any Aztec god.
The impact of this picture message upon the Aztecs was immediate and almost unbelievable. Instead of rising up in hatred to destroy the Spanish, they found a heavenly mother who loved them so much that she even gave them her picture. Her name, which she gave in the original Aztec language, meant the Immaculate Virgin, Holy Mary, who would drive out the stone serpent. When this was translated into Spanish, the Aztec words were confused with a similar-sounding word, Guadalupe, which was a Spanish shrine honoring the Blessed Virgin. And so this apparition was named to honor Mary of Guadalupe. By the name which she gave herself, she claimed as her children not only the Aztec people, but announced that she was the mother of all the people of the Americas and would help them in their struggle with the evil serpent, Satan. The Indians accepted her message and converted by the thousands in a single day, until after 7 years, more than 8 million had accepted Christianity.
The tilma of Juan Diego may be seen today in a new basilica in Mexico City, which is near the spot where Mary first appeared to him on Tepeyac Hill. It is still unblemished and perfectly preserved, and is seen by thousands of people daily. Mary's words to Juan Diego are for us also. Listen well, my child. You have no cause to be frightened and worried. Are you not here in the shelter of my loving shadow? Am I not your health? Are you not safe here within my loving heart? You have need of nothing else.
On the occasion of his visit to Mexico, Pope John Paul II said, similar to ancient biblical personages who were collective representations of all the people, we could say that Juan Diego represents all the indigenous peoples who accepted the gospel of Jesus thanks to the maternal aid of Mary, who is always inseparable from the manifestation of her Son and the spread of the Church, as was her presence among the apostles on the day of Pentecost.